Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
They were like, he's really having anxiety in the song. Because it opens up at 9 o'clock home alone, right? Fast forward to the second verse. 10:10, where you been?
Oh, gosh.
Did you get my message? Like an hour and 10 minutes?
I mean, that's when you're sitting at home, bored on the couch, staring at your phone every 2 minutes.
Genuine, we got blocked.
Yes. I was like, hey, it's Dreamery.
And it's Courtney back again.
Yes, welcome back, boo. Welcome to another episode of Job Blocks. We're your group chat girlfriends.
Career confidants.
All of that.
And on this episode, we're talking about shedding skins. Summer's coming up, and there's some things we just want to leave behind in the doldrums that have been this winter / spring situation. Yes. So we're chatting about purging, toxicity, and shining in the summertime.
I like that.
So stay tuned.
But first, y'all know we like to start the episode with a clock in. See how we're doing personally and professionally. How are you, boo? How was the semester?
The semester is done, which I love and appreciate.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Another summer of freedom ahead. And then last couple semesters and we're done. We're out of here.
That's awesome. How you feeling?
I feel great now that that's done and out of the way.
Nice.
But I have noticed that like everything is great, but you still have like when everything is fine, it's like your brain invents things to be like upset about or like anxious about, which is why this episode is really great. Cause it's like, I'm walking around like, hold up, what? Why am I? You don't have any reason to be thinking like this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nip this stuff in the bud. And I guess that's a good thing. When everything's fine, you can focus on, like, why are you such a problem?
Is this like a New York problem? I feel like everyone here is like a hustler and we feel like we always got to be like on.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think New Yorkers are just miserable.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm good. I'm doing much better. I've been increasingly feeling better over the last couple weeks. And I feel like it has mostly to do with my attitude and just kind of choosing to be better.
Nice.
A little bit. Yeah. Like a lot of the stuff that was kind of freaking me out was in my head and was kind of self-imposed, which I know we're going to get
the
into.
The mind is
It's
a mess.
Yeah. But we had the Amped Brunch,
which was amazing.
Yeah. So congrats. I had the pleasure of partnering with Barry, aka Danielle Sykes from Podcasts in Color.
Mm-hmm.
She runs a directory for podcasts of people of color. And we did a brunch at Spotify in New York City with some ladies in the industry.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful room to be in.
It was really fun. It was great to just connect with people and some listeners. So thank y'all for coming and showing up. We hope you keep the conversation going. But yeah, that was really fun. Kind of like a good thing, a good project to end the spring off on.
Yeah, and it was great to have just this room of women kind of supporting each other at all different stages of their audio journey.
Yes.
So that was awesome.
Yeah, always.
Well, let's get into the show.
Let's do it.
First up is Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And this is the part of the show where we're highlighting the goods, the products, the services, the things that are making our lives better.
Yes.
Or just ruining,
ruining
our mental health. So, Joy, what are you doing today?
I am raving.
Great.
Keeping it positive. I'm raving about apps for meeting fellow biz-minded girlfriends.
Okay,
so,
I like that.
You know, the Amped Brunch really reminded me how important it is to connect with people that are kind of like have your hustle or on the same page, kind of motivate you in that way. And so I'm raving about one particular app, Vina, V-I-N-A.
Okay.
You know, I thought about it this morning. It's like vagina without the A-G. Maybe intentional, maybe not. I don't know. But their tagline is about empowering women with friendship, content, and community. It is unfortunately exclusively only available for iOS. I think they have Android rolling out. But it's kind of cool. I mean, if you like to swipe, you know, maybe direct those energies on swiping with other business-minded women.
Okay.
You could do, like, personality quizzes, which I thought were pretty cool.
So it's like a Tinder for, like, business/friends?
Business friends, yeah.
Okay.
I think friendships in general, but they have communities you can opt into that are largely centered around kind of like business things to me. Like you can be like wear a badge that you're an entrepreneur. You can wear a badge that you're like a book reader or a fashionista and kind of connect with people that have that same kind of vibe.
That's
so
nice. When you want to break from the creepers.
Listen.
And the go on over to Vena.
I thought that was pretty cool. What about you? What are you doing this week?
So I'm raving, which is probably going to turn into a rant. So.
How? Wait. Okay.
Because I love this new show I discovered. It's called The Deed. It's on CNBC.
The Deed. Okay.
Yeah. And it was the universe called it to me because I was watching HGTV as I do. And I was like, why don't they have a show for like the business side of this? Like, okay, we have the cute little flip and we're doing our decor, but like, how do we get this house?
Right.
So then scrolling through my on demand and I see the show. And so there's two like super short seasons. One's in Chicago, one's in NOLA.
Okay.
And these seasoned real estate investors kind of save these newbies that have kind of gotten into sticky situations.
Oh, is this reality or like
it's
scripted?
Reality.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so,
I love that.
Yeah. So they come in and it's really interesting because the situations they get into, like these newbie investors, like this one girl was like, oh, I've been flipping condos and I decided I wanted to start a subdivision. And like, it wonders why she's in debt. And then,
oh, wow.
Or like, there's people who, the men are crazy. Like, more than once, the men are like, first of all, you have like, these investors that come to save you, they have like millions upon millions upon millions of dollars in real estate. And you got your little two houses talking about, I don't want to feel like I answer to anybody.
Oh,
and like,
gosh.
Can you take my input?
Yeah.
I'm like,
wait, so this is different from like $1 million listings and those shows because we're not
right.
These are like big time investors, like
right.
buying
these are
properties.
People who are like either buying properties to. Sometimes they're from the ground up, sometimes they're renovations, sometimes they're flips, sometimes they're rentals.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's always real estate projects. And you get to see, like, from the deal you make.
Yeah.
To, like, for financing to,
oh, nice.
Like, the construction and dealing with contractors.
Nice.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But it read me a little bit.
Why?
Because, like, these people are out here just, like, one guy was like, he didn't know what a balance sheet was,
ugh.
Which is literally just profits and liabilities. Like, it is just
two
columns.
Yeah.
And, like, he's thinking he owns, like, $200,000 in assets a month coming in, and it's, like, $2,000.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And it's just like, I am not taking enough risk in life.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
like, these people literally
just,
don't
like,
even know.
Stepping out. Doing
boldly.
What they need to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting up at home like, oh, if I did this, maybe I could weigh this.
Oh, gift. Gosh.
It's like, no.
That's hilarious.
I need to go forth in life because I'm smart.
Just do it.
Own my intelligence.
A little bit, yeah.
Own my badass.
Yes.
And do some stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
Because people out here doing the most with the least.
Girl,
and
listen.
I got to get it together.
Confidence of a middle-aged white man.
There you go. All right, Joy, you ready for this roundtable?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like I brought up the idea for this roundtable.
You did.
Because I have been seeing, and maybe because I've recently come into a happy place.
Yeah.
That I'm noticing a lot of the anxieties around me.
Mm.
And even when it comes from me.
Yeah.
So I just want to help y'all nip this in the bud as well as myself. Because I'm like, the other day I ran into a friend, fierce. Been
uh-huh.
fierce since the day that I met her.
Uh-huh.
And she giving me sob stories. And I'm like, girl, you're amazing.
How is
like,
this happening?
How is this happening?
I mean, you know where I'm at right now. I'm sitting here ready to take notes. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Like, this is going to be interesting because, you know, I'm feeling better, but I might be one of those people right now. I'm kind of going through a little
and
bit.
And it doesn't help, like, you guys, it's like the rainiest, dreariest day.
It is. It really is. I feel like we need, like, a candle and a glass of wine.
But we're going to get through it.
We will.
I was looking into this phenomena.
Okay.
And I came across New York Magazine late last year came out with this article that was talking about that for 80 years, young Americans have been getting more anxious and more depressed.
Mm.
So this is just decades upon decades of us increasingly getting more anxious.
Mm.
And the social psychologist Jean Twenge, I want to say her name is, from San Diego State University, she says that the reason that she found is modern life. There are specific features about our lifestyles now that lead to this worsening in anxiety.
Like what?
So the primary problem is that modern life doesn't give us many opportunities to spend time with people and connect with them, at least in person, compared to 80 or 100 years ago. Families are smaller, divorce rate is higher, people get married later in life. So, and also thinking about, like, yes, we're super connected, but if you think about, like, your meemaw on the farm, she was, like, she saw people every day. Even if it was just the same five people, she saw them and interacted every day.
You know, that's so funny because with social media and, like, our phones and how mobile and digital everything is, I wonder because, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, I've interacted with so many people today. I like this picture on Instagram. I read this article.
It's faux.
But really, like, no one's picking up the phone and calling.
Right.
You know, I might talk to my family, but that's, like, very limited, you know?
Like, if you go to work and you'll chit-chat with your coworkers. But, like, are you having, like, real connections with people? So that's one thing.
Okay.
And then there's also clear evidence that the focus on money, fame, and image, as we were just talking about with social media, has gone up. So there's also clear evidence that people who focus on those things are more likely to be depressed and anxious.
Whew. Okay.
So her remedy was you need to do a better job of connecting to one another and encouraging yourself to adopt the sorts of goals and outlooks that will make you happy. And I think a lot of times, a lot of what I'm seeing now, and I think maybe it's because we're both 29.
Yes.
A lot of our friends are in that same demo.
Yes.
And the children are struggling with that big 30.
Yeah.
Now, personally, I'm okay with the 30.
Same.
Beyonce's in her 30s. Like, she didn't get a good weave
until
30.
Okay, that didn't make me feel better because Beyonce is out here on child number 3, balling 1.34 billion
Beyonce
combined.
Beyonce did not level up to after 30.
Y'all get your inspo when you get your inspo. But.
Well, even still, I think a lot of the women who I see, not even necessarily Beyonce, but at different levels, 30, they just seem very comfortable with themselves.
Yes.
And just came into their own.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my 30s so much.
But I think the flip side of that is you're saying, you look at it as almost like a deadline.
Mm.
Like what I thought I was going to be doing by 30
versus what I'm actually doing. Yeah. And I think sometimes too, like the expectations that other people impose on you too can factor into that depending on your upbringing and your family. Like, you know, I know people whose parents are like very seriously like, and where are the grandbabies? And when are you settling down? And, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that applies to careers too. Like I have girlfriends who like are like, I need to be at a director by 30.
Yeah.
I need to be like at this milestone. And so that can cause a lot of anxiety too.
Yeah, that's real. And I think I was feeling that too, like before this new opportunity. Like
before this glow up.
Before this, you know.
Less than.
I was very much, that's an excellent example because like it flipped in like a day.
Yeah.
Like, that's really all it takes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just very interesting.
I mean, do you think that those sort of like timeline imposed pressures, do you think they serve a positive purpose in some capacity? Just in terms of like I think generally having those goals and milestones in and of itself isn't necessarily toxic or anxiety inducing.
Because like, it can be a motivator.
And pace you too, like make sure your actions align with working towards that goal. But I think maybe it goes back to that expectation piece of like when you don't achieve that director role or you have not found somebody you want to settle down and build a family with, if mm-hmm. that's your goal, then that kind of causes the pressure.
Yeah. And I think it's the unknown also. Mm. Because, like, if you could see the future and know that, oh, when I'm 32, I meet this person or I get this dream job that yeah. I didn't even think that wasn't even on your radar.
Yeah.
Then you would be cool.
That would give you peace of mind.
But right now you're 29.
You don't know. Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know what's coming.
That's around the river.
So yeah, I think we can't let the unknown, like that scariness, because you could just be, I know you are, like twisting yourself up for something that could happen, could not happen.
Yeah.
Like, you never know.
Yeah. Okay, so that's kind of like anxiety, depression around timing.
Yeah.
What are some other ways that, like, toxic kind of anxiety-inducing things you've seen that, you know, kind of are getting to us? I know for me, we talked a little bit about expectations. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big struggle for me, and kind of when I think about, like, when I'm most stressed and kind of dealing with anxiety, it's really around managing up to what I would say inner expectations that I kind of imposed on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So candid examples are like, I don't know, like having this podcast, uh-huh. having a timeline in my head of like when I want to get a new job, having goals in my head around like, oh, like even with the brunch, for instance, like taking that on, that planning and organizing of that event, taking on like, oh, I want to sort of like get my job search going and land a new opportunity this year, taking on the podcast, and then also like family obligations and being mm-hmm. present there. Like a lot of times I think I impose those expectations on myself because it's like whose timeline is that?
Yeah.
Like who made up these?
But you know what I'm hearing?
What?
That it sounds like it's an issue of control.
Mm.
It sounds like it's upsetting that you can't control the timing of something that's happened, or you can't control how something evolves.
Huh. Maybe. Yeah.
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 Because, I mean, I feel like if you feel like you have a handle on everything else, when this thing does, you're like, well, let me try this to get control of it. Let me try that to get control of it.
Wow, I never
thought
about
that. Why is you under my control?
Okay, listen.
We need some wine.
Right, where is the wine? Wow, yeah. No, that, I mean, yeah, you know me. Like, I like to have things.
She has.
We have documents and file folders, and I do like to have a sense of all of these things. That's probably very real. I mean, my other thing too is like I find like I'll procrastinate on some things
mm-hmm.
that I know I need to do. So like in those specific examples, for instance, with the job search, I have not revamped my resume because I don't know. Like I'm kind of resisting. I'm like, I know I want to get out there and find a new mm-hmm. opportunity, but I'm also kind of like resisting that internal pressure.
So you're trying to control against your own self. You're in a battle against self. Because what was that test you took? And it was like you were
the rebel.
Belt.
Yes.
That's the
Gretchen
rebel.
Rubin, four tendencies. Yes.
Yes.
Rebels fight inner and outer expectations. And that is me to the T. It's
right.
like, I don't want nobody else putting it on me.
You
and
like,
I won't even put it on myself.
Control, self.
Yes.
Good day.
No, you're right.
Yeah, that's real.
You're right.
And I think the flip side of that is like, we don't have control over anything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's like, why are we getting anxious about that?
Yeah, I know. I know.
So what I think I struggle with is just behaviors that, I don't know, behaviors I feel like I fixed and addressed, but then they come back. And it's like it's
behaviors
a constant
in yourself?
Process. Yeah.
Okay.
Just like self-talk and thoughts. I know we talked about that you had a good chat with someone about high-functioning depression.
Yes.
And, like, you're kind of getting things done
and
despite how you're feeling.
Yeah, yeah. It might not look like, you know, you can't get out of bed and some of those more obvious signs of depression, like you're not eating, you're not sleeping. Like, there are a lot of people walking around in New
right.
York City and beyond.
For sure.
Getting
For sure.
stuff done. You're working, you're operating, you're present, but...
Yeah, and I feel like that's something I've struggled with in the past, and I feel like I've gotten it together and overcome. But when it, like, rears its head, it's just so disheartening.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I thought I dealt with this. Like, I thought I got my affirmations. Huh. I did my, like, breathing, and I just got a handle on this. And for it to just, like, come up again.
Yeah.
It's just like, child, we gonna be dealing with this forever?
I mean, I'm gonna flip the control script back on you then. Okay. Because is that, right. I mean, because you have dealt with something doesn't take it away forever, right?
Right.
Like, it's this process of, like, kind of always evolving and growing.
That's
and
true.
I think maybe
process.
An element of, like, control is wanting to know that I nipped that in the bud and we closed that chapter, but that's not the way life works.
Yeah.
You know, life.
Yeah, respecting the process.
Yeah.
Is big. And it was so interesting. I was talking to someone at the Aunt Brunch about enjoying, or not even, because, like, who can enjoy the process of depression?
Yeah.
But, like, not being so fixated on the end goal. Because life is a journey.
Yeah.
To be cliche.
Yeah.
But that's what it's about. It's about being in the moment and dealing with things day by day. And
yeah.
You're still caught up in, like, okay, I finished this, and I'm going to go into this. And
yeah.
I finished this, and I'm going to go into this. So to your point, it's like when something comes back up that you thought you dealt with, it's like, hold up.
Yeah.
I'm
we
up
closed
here.
That. We
I'm
were done with
now.
That.
Yeah. So, whew.
Yeah. But you touched on this, like the behaviors in self that you don't like. I think depending, I mean, your example has more to do with just like kind of dealing and coping with things as they come up. But there are also like very real instances of kind of like self-hate sometimes. If there are, you know, things in yourself that you really kind of resent and don't like. I don't know. Maybe you're just like kind of like always have been really passive and, you know, I don't know. You just have you've never been the person in the room that has the loudest voice. Like you look around you and you see people who seem more confident and like speak up and that's never been you. And I think a lot of times when you have things like that that you aren't comfortable with in yourself, you can start to project and be miserable and like put that energy onto others because of your discomfort in yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that gets into like dangerous territory.
Yeah, for sure. Because I think that's one thing I also do try is to be nicer to myself.
Yeah.
Like, give yourself a break.
Yeah.
And I think I read somewhere where someone's like, treat yourself like, how would you treat a child
that
is dealing with issues? Like, you wouldn't beat the child up about the situation. Like, you should be tender with yourself.
Yeah. We're all learning. We're all growing. We're all trying to get it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's turn the mirror.
Okay.
Y'all not about to have me. Although I probably need a therapist. Y'all aren't it. So.
Me too. Listen, somebody DM, tweet me. Where do I find one? It's time. It's about that time.
You know, it's probably a good idea to take stock.
Yes.
See, like, how much did I mess myself up? Like, did I make it back? Did I bring myself to a good place from childhood? Are we good? I need an outside opinion.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think the people and the connections that you make also have a big impact.
Yes.
On your mental health.
Oh, yes. People don't talk about this enough.
What's like your maybe top pet peeve or like the people that you see? It could be like people you see with your friends that you look at relationships and you're like, oh, girl, get rid of it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, one thing that, like, I consciously switched up, which, you know, some of my closest friends have told me, like, they noticed I started doing this, was scaling back on, like, complaining about just, you know, it's gossiping, it's, like, you know, it's talking-ish. It's just, like, complaining in general about other people, about what's going on, about who did what and what somebody said. And I, you know, one of my very good friends, one of my best friends, she'll tell you, like, in college, we would kiki up a storm talking about other people.
Oh, my God, that's amazing, yes.
Like, would always, like, that was kind of, like, what our primary form of connection was. Mm-hmm. And we actually, we started complaining about a mutual friend who would always come to us with drama. And then we recognized, like, yeah, she's the type of person that the only time she wants to talk is when she got drama or wants to know about drama mm-hmm. or somebody else. And we started to recognize, like, she's coming to us because we are entertaining that type yeah. of dialogue. Yeah. And so I made a conscious effort back then, I remember, to just be like, I'm not really interested in talking about that anymore. Like, you know, like, just not engaging.
Yeah, that's
in general.
True. I remember doing something very similar. Just because being the shade, listen.
Shade. We all love it.
The shade is very, it's entertaining, it's fun. I love a great turn of phrase.
Yes.
But at a certain point, like, it does get toxic.
It gets under the underbellies of your spirit. It really right. does. It seeps in.
Yeah, and I find myself just, like, being shady. Like, that's my first response. And it's like, why am I coming from this place? And, like, as a person who, yeah. like, creates things and makes things,
yeah.
I'm thinking about, like, I don't want somebody to receive, like, the stuff I do.
Yeah.
And the first thing you have something is something smart to say.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, very similar to you as well, it's like then you realize that you have these relationships that are like based off mm-hmm. of like this being shady.
Yeah.
Like, and all of a sudden when you're trying to flip that,
yeah,
then it's like either that person can come along with you and like catch that you're not as into it,
yeah.
or like you may have to like distance.
Fault,
and
right.
I have had to distance yep. myself from people who are just like, everything can't be like talking about dragging
yeah,
somebody down.
Exactly. Like, exactly. So, and I mean, you know, like that's, and we'll talk about it later, but that's also just, like you said, putting the mirror back on yourself and recognizing, like, what about me is attracting this energy too?
That's
because
real.
I think we're so quick to be like, well, you need to stop and they need to stop. But, like, what are you doing that's
right.
allowing people to entertain that kind of dialogue with you? So,
yeah,
I mean, that's me. What about you?
I would say, you know, I'm the queen of the cutoff. I will, and I maybe it's because I'm a Cancer. But, like, since a child, like, if we fall out and I don't feel like there's redeeming qualities, like,
you're done.
It'll be like you never existed.
Really?
I was so shady, like, in high school. I'm sure, listen, if I ever get famous, y'all don't come out the woodwork. Y'all keep...
Keep your mouth shut.
But y'all, I would like have friends and I'd be like, look right past them. Like, no, excuse me, can I have a pen,
what?
Please? The one behind you. But, I mean, and there's negatives to that approach to life as well. But I feel like I've always recognized that, like, if someone is like, once I see that you're not returning the energy, because I feel like relationships are an exchange, and if it's like, if you're not giving the same energy that I'm giving, then what are we doing here? And I feel like some people are very much vampires.
Yes,
they just
take,
suck
and they
the
take
life
and they
out
take.
Of you.
Yeah,
and especially if you. And I think sometimes they kind of seek you out, like if you're a giving person.
Yeah,
if you're like, I think. Like, I'm a very chill person, so the fact that I'm not going to get blow up at you, you think that, like, oh, it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
And it is not.
Yes. Got it twisted, boo-boo. Got it twisted.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times we get caught up, especially as women, like, being compassionate and wanting to be there for someone.
Yeah.
But if, like, every time you talk to somebody, you just, like, got to take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And you're just depleted.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times we struggle with accepting that we're feeling, that someone is depleting us. Because you want to stick around because, oh, I don't know, maybe they're going through something with their family or a significant other and you want to be a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to be cognizant of, like, what those interactions are doing to you and for you. And, like, just, you know, there's nothing wrong with recognizing that this interaction drains me, even if the other party's not trying to do that and has no malicious intent. That's
right.
just what's happening. And you have to take care of yourself.
You have the right to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, "Morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you?" It's amazing. Wherever that abides in a human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise.
All right, yes, Miss Maya. I think the takeaway from that is that, like, you got to get up and get on with your day. Like, life is hard, but if you got up and you're here,
you're already winning.
Pat yourself on the back.
Listen.
Because that's more than some people do. Mm-hmm. So we're living, but more than living, we're thriving.
We're flourishing.
That's how we're going to.
Flourishing summer.
That's how we're going to take
summer.
Summer
17.
You know, summer is my season.
Me too.
Yes.
I have rejuvenated. I always set New Year's resolutions in the summertime.
Really?
New Year's is not my time. Summer is when I'm like, yes, these are my goals.
I might have to steal that. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. So how are we getting our mind right?
Okay.
I like what you said earlier about identifying your triggers.
Yes, that's important.
Know yourself.
Yes, know thyself.
As Young Aubrey says.
It's okay. It's okay. Accept who you are. Accept that, you know, it is what it is. Like, this thing sets me off.
Yeah.
I don't know why. You don't need to know why. You just know it does.
Right, and it's okay that it sets you
yes.
off. Yes. And I think that's a lot of the first step of just kind of alleviating some of that beating yourself up and mm-hmm. forcing yourself into situations that you want to be in mm-hmm. or even kind of catching yourself. Because mm-hmm. you could just be like standing there about to have a panic attack and you're like, hold up.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what this is.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this, what, like a year or two ago? I know my triggers when it comes to like social media and God is working on us. But like, you know, I could be following someone that is doing it, killing it. And for whatever reason, I see their photo and I'm just like, oh, she gets on my nerves. And I have to unfollow.
Yeah.
And I just know that about myself because I'm not in a place yet where I could be positive and happy for everybody. So,
yeah.
like, let me remove that. Let me work
I
on
like
what
that.
It is about myself that set me off mm-hmm. and, you know, do what you got to do.
Yeah, I feel that. Part of knowing yourself, I think, is the next step from that is kind of flipping that script or whatever the internal script mm-hmm. is that you're allowing yourself to fall into. Once you catch yourself, it's like, okay, how can I respond differently to this? Mm. And my life coach, RuPaul, says frequently, he talks about his inner saboteur, mm-hmm. which is that voice that kind of has that negative intention.
Mm.
And knowing that, like, okay, that's not me.
Mm.
Like, I'm hearing this voice in my head, but that's not me. That's
Devil
somebody
is a lie.
Else. And so I think he, like, named that inner voice.
Oh, really?
But I think that is a great strategy.
Yes.
Saying, like, kind of separating that negativity from yourself.
Yeah.
Like, even though it might feel overwhelming, just to say, hold up. Okay.
Like, you shut up, Wilhelmina.
Right.
You shut your face.
Yes,
not
bring
today.
It down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that. I like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
You really just also have to take care of yourself, like, first and foremost.
No rupology.
Listen.
Yes.
Girl, we got to wean you off.
I know. Joy came over to my house the other day, and my boyfriend was so upset about Drag Race coming on. It's my self-care.
There you guys. Go. Okay. We can't take that from
can't
you.
Can't take it away
we
from me.
We can't take it. Whatever your self-care is, RuPaul or other, find it, savor it, enjoy it. But take care of yourself. I mean, eat right. Get your rest, sleep. Like, a lot of times when you're not doing those basic things and taking care of your body and your mind, like, that's only going to contribute to the anxiety and kind of the depression as well. So,
right.
You got to get up. You got to eat right.
Yeah, and I think it's carving out time to do that. And more than just taking care of yourself, like, doing things that you enjoy. Like, I know we get New Yorkers, we started a conversation, we're miserable. We need to make time for things that, like, bring us joy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was listening to another podcast when I nerd out sometimes, Hidden Brain, and they talk about, it's like I was a psychology minor, so it talks about, like, scientific psychology, but through stories.
Okay.
And this one lady was said, it was like a weird episode, so don't even bother listening to it. But I love this quote that she said. She said, "We're in a sweet spot. We're not dead, and there's still hope." Mm. And that sounds like really a lot. Yeah. But when you think about it, like, what more can you ask for? Like, you're alive.
Yes.
And you're not, whatever the situation is, you can turn it around. Like,
exactly.
It's not set in stone.
Exactly.
And I think if we bring that to our mindset, whatever the situation is, like.
Yeah. Every day is a new opportunity, fresh slate. You know, you touched on this too, but it's also getting that circle right. Mm-hmm. Like, get the people around you if you need to do some cutting out the weeds and trimming and getting that negative energy out. Do it. Do what you got to do. If you're struggling to find positive people, be a positive person. Like, you know, your energy attracts your tribe.
Yeah, you want a friend, be a friend.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I mean, some people you can't completely cut out, like your family. Like your family.
Yeah.
Your family.
That's true.
But being cognizant of, like, how you allocate that time. Mm. Like, if you have, like, and, you know, people go through it. Like, people have ups and downs.
Yeah.
So I feel like making sure that you're, if you were being a resource for someone to pull from, making sure you also have people in your circle that you can pull from. Or people that it's just like, you know, we both happy right now. So we can do more together.
Yeah.
So I think being back to energy, like making sure like that energy is balanced all over.
Yes.
Every direction.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I want to do, like, actionable things because, like, sometimes we do our job box takeaways. So, like, what are some, like, off the philosophicalness? Like,
okay.
That's not a word. Whatever. But what are, like, concrete things to do to, like, boost your mood, boost the positivity?
Listen, some people are not into it, but I love it. I think you told me about these. Just start your day with some positive self-talk, some affirmations.
You can't run an affirmation.
I don't like to call them that, but yes. Like, whether it's like, listen, I slay, I'm going to kill this day. Like, not literally, but, you know, like, this day is mine. I look great. Like,
yes.
Those things just are so good for the mood. And y'all know, like, I'll send it to the group chat, too. Yeah. Like, mama's killing it today.
Yes.
So, yes, positive self-talk. Just keep reinforcing. The more you say it, the more you believe it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, starting my day with a great playlist has boosted my mornings exponentially.
Yes, yes.
Because, child, I don't be wanting to get up.
Listen.
Even when you love your job, it's just like, whoo. Thursday? By Wednesday?
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Yeah. I would say also something tactical you could do, putting guardrails around, you know, all of that, the social media exposure and all of that. Like, I love Do Not Disturb. She has a friend now. Like, just saying, like, this is my time to be on Instagram, and this is my time to take calls, and this is the time that I don't. Like, just taking
and
some of that control back. Exactly.
Because people think you're supposed to always be on. Just because I receive the text.
Exactly.
Don't mean I got to answer
right
now.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah, praise God for that.
We talked a little bit about self-care, eating better, working out, getting your sleep. You know, if you find that anxiety is hitting, like, no doctors here, but lately, I've just been breathing, like taking a really deep breath. I remember a couple weeks ago, I was on a very long flight connecting through Istanbul with all of the electronics band stuff. And I just had like this wave of like kind of like a panic attack come over me. And I don't know what triggered it. It was just like a number of things. And I think like not being in control on the flight and like being over it. And I just had to, like, close my eyes and do, like, a deep inhale for 10 seconds and a deep exhale. Did that a couple of times. And I just instantly felt more relaxed and just, like, went to sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes it hits. You can, you know, you don't know why, you don't know where. But just breathe. Like, breathing, mindfulness, those are awesome ways to just kind of calm your mind.
Yeah. And get support, like, when you need to reach out.
Yeah.
Don't just sit there and stiff. I would also like to close this conversation by formally apologizing to Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter because I Googled and your weave was on point, girl, when you were 30. So I can't even come for you. I'm sorry, girl.
Beehive back down.
right. We have cleansed. We purged. We shedded.
Yes.
Ready.
Yes.
To be an adult.
Yeah.
Segue. So.
clever.
Yes. Our next segment is adulting, where we share like how we're being a fully functional adult contributing to society.
Yes.
Joy, you're up.
I am. And, you know, we're going to stay in line with the theme, what we've been talking about today. And I just want to encourage all of you, my brethren, my brothers and my sisters.
Yes, sermon voice.
To just, you know, start to just own your role. Take ownership of your actions. Take responsibility for your interactions. I think a lot of times it's easy to assume kind of like a victim mentality. That is one where, you know, you take on a personality trait where you recognize yourself as the victim of other people's actions, other people's wrongdoing to you. You're always kind of like in this position where like it happened to you.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, that's not to invalidate. Is that a word? It's not to invalidate the fact that real things do happen to people when you are actually a victim. Is just taking ownership and kind of taking that power back and choosing not to live in that victim mentality and instead choosing to control the one thing you can control, which is your attitude and your actions, yourself, right? So, you know, ask yourself in situations where, you know, maybe you did play a role in that outcome. Just ask yourself, like, is there something I could have done here differently? You know, you have a boss that you're not getting along with. You have coworkers that don't like you, or, you know, you are not performing well, whatever the case is. Like, what role did you play in it? It's not just that so-and-so don't like me and, you know, they turned up on me and that's why my performance review came back negatively. But what role did you play? And then also ask yourself, like, what could I have done differently here? You know, even if it wasn't a role, is there a way I could have reacted differently? Is there a way I could have been more proactive instead of letting things happen to me? Should I have taken control of something at a certain point and stepped up? And, you know, there's a lot on this. Like, I'm not going to go on and on, but there's a Harvard Business Review article that talks about recognizing the difference between fault and responsibility. So it doesn't matter whose fault it was. It's not about pointing the finger. It's just take responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah. And I find that, you know, Courtney Life Review, that when you don't, the same issue keeps coming up. Like, I feel like life keeps putting me in the same situation until I take ownership and start acting differently.
Yeah.
So if you want to get it over with.
Listen. Listen, we're leaving the blame game behind, taking ownership this year.
Yes.
So, you know, we got a little Ianla up in here today, but we hope that you enjoyed the episode.
Go into the summer lighter.
Listen. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. You can hit us up all over the web at joblogs or joblogs.com.
And as always, we want to hear from you. So if you have questions that you want to share, you want to, you know, objective opinion, we got your back. Submit your question to us anytime at joblogs.com/askjoblogs or ring us up at 929-324-1090.
Yes. And if you like the show, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review on iTunes. We love hearing from you guys. So thank you if you have already. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.